The University of Louisiana System Board will be conducting meetings today and Friday in Baton Rouge. Two key items concerning two area universities will be discussed: the search for the next president of Grambling State University and the naming of an interim president for the University of Louisiana at Monroe. As the board diligently goes through the process of Grambling search and prepares to begin the same for ULM, it's also welcomed a new member, student representative Brooke Sebrin. Sebrin, a ULM senior majoring in entrepreneurship, replaces outgoing student member Stephen Jackson, who graduated from Grambling State University. Sebrin says Jackson encouraged him with his own positive experience in serving.
He was well taken in, real engaged in everything, all the decisions. They always wanted to know the student side. You know, he just told me that whatever you do, you get on it, you be respectful, and you engage, and you give, you know, positive input on it, and they will, you know, in return, treat you the same way.
Sebrin knows his input will be valuable as the board addresses an interim president for ULM. UL System Board President Randy Moffitt says he will recommend the ULM Provost, Dr. Stephen Richters, for the interim. Dr. James Cofer's resignation becomes effective July 30th to head Missouri State University as its next president. Sebrin, who serves as ULM Student Government Association president, is excited about the role in helping select his school's next leader.
I've got the dream opportunity to be the SGA president and be a voting member on finding the new president and being able to engage the students across the process. Honestly, it's like we're making history here, and getting to be a part of it means the world to me.
Higher education will continue to be challenged by state budget cuts. Universities will have to navigate through making tough decisions. Sebrin says attention to finances is an asset a presidential candidate should possess.
We're going to have to find someone who I would like to see, you know, a business background, if not someone that's experienced in budget issues, someone that's hands-on, that is going to, you know, I guess weigh out the good and the bad of every decision he makes, because it's evident there's going to be cuts across the state.
Sebrin noted that board members have told him that input and involvement from students during a presidential search is important in selecting the right person. He says he hopes to find someone who will continue to have a presence with students on campus and keep the future of the school in mind.
And having someone come in who engages the students, who sits in the sub with the students and eats dinner with, you know, eats lunch and dinner with them, and just having someone to come in and talk to these students and then be a visionary and everything at the same time, I think that stands a lot for a person. I really like to see that.
He says he appreciates the advice and insight of board member Andre Coudrain, who also held the student member's chair with the predecessor to the UL system, the Board of Trustees for Colleges and Universities in Louisiana. Sebrin says he hopes the experience he gains over the next year working with the board will serve him well in future endeavors.
I think I'll be able to take what I've learned and how to talk to people and how the system works and everything. And, you know, I want to get into law and everything, but I'd love to get into higher education, possibly maybe pursue a doctorate in it. And the experience and the knowledge I'm getting through this process would be very beneficial to me if that's what I, you know, choose to pursue.
Sebrin says a community and student forum will be planned for the ULM search at the board's next scheduled meeting. They hope to reach a decision on the university's next president by year's end. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.